All this week, we have been sharing stories from the podcast Seedcast, which explores the stories of the indigenous experience around the world. Up now, we hear the story of Mixteco and Treaty farm workers fighting for better work conditions on the homelands of the Upper Skagit and Stillaguamish peoples. Seedcast host Jessica Ramirez introduces us to Marciano Sanchez, who is originally from Oaxaca, Mexico. When he was around 10 years old, Marciano started working in the berry fields of Skagit County as a child.
Compared to in my hometown, you know, we would only need to work so that we can harvest what we needed for that day. Here, a lot of the workers would constantly be put in a situation where it didn't benefit them, having to like work for like really low rates whenever they picked in strawberries or blueberries. You know, we're just constantly being exploited by growers, only willing to pay us the bare minimum, and at the same time expecting us to work three times as much as we're getting paid. And it was really tiring, you know, having to wake up at 4 a.m, get ready, put on your waterproof clothes, so in case it rains, you don't get wet.
Marciano's family worked in the Skagit County, where 70% of farm workers come from indigenous communities. Many people don't speak English and have a very limited understanding of Spanish. But Marciano, well, by the time he was 12 years old, he was speaking Mixteco, Spanish, and English. When he wasn't picking berries in the fields, he was helping people with translation work.
I help out our community with whatever it was that they needed. And those that knew my family knew that, you know, I can fill out paperwork. Because, you know, I think I was probably 12, 13 years old when I started filling out work applications for my parents. And I guess I got pretty good at it. So people kind of like had an idea that I can always help them out.
Marciano's story fast forwards several years. It's now 2018, and he's a teenager still working in the fields.
We were pruning blueberries at that time. Harvest just ended, and the farmer, he just got mad at all of us. There were around 10 workers. He just got mad at us, saying that we were going slow, even though we were actually pruning faster than the day before.
The stakes for the workers were high because they were all living on the farm together. So not only was the grower their boss, he was also their landlord. A very common arrangement.
And he threatened to fire us, or that he would raise rent.
The threats from the grower had been going on for months. And with Marciano's interpretation skills, well, the workers finally figured out that they could do something about it.
I was able to interpret what he was saying and what they were saying. We knew that if we, you know, we went home and accepted the fact that he was threatening us, you know, it wasn't going to stop. It was something that he was going to continue to do. That day that he came and threatened us, we decided to have a strike.
At the time that Marciano and his fellow co-workers decided to go on strike, a movement had been building in the same region where they worked.
But, go ahead, brothers and sisters.
In 2013, hundreds of indigenous farm workers left the fields in demand of better work conditions and decided to build a boycott campaign against the farm they were working for, Sukuma Brothers Farm. Edgar Franks was a farm worker advocate at the time, and he knew this experience all too well.
My name is Edgar Franks. I'm the political director for Familias Unidas por la Justicia. And my family were migrant farm workers in the 80s. I think people have this idea that there's no more issues with farm workers because Cesar Chavez came and saved the day. But there's still, you know, a lot of the issues still remain, or some have gotten worse.
Edgar comes from a lineage of farm workers. He grew up in Los Campos and recalled playing in the fields with his friends, or at least until he started to work in the fields at age 10.
Looking back into the history of agriculture in this area before Mexicans doing the work, it was like Native Americans and Filipinos and Sikh people, Chinese people, Japanese people, and all of them all experienced the same treatment of the bad housing, the racism, everything.
Back at Sukuma Brothers Farm, the work environment was getting more and more tense. Workers were experiencing wage theft and harassment on the job site, amongst other complaints. Until one day, a worker requested a raise per pound on the berries harvested. When his request was denied, he was fired. Hundreds of other workers were fed up and walked off the job in solidarity. It was here that the workers recognized their power in numbers and decided to form the first indigenous-led farm worker union in Washington State, Familias Unidas por la Justicia.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see like the birth of a union like that often.
And with the help of their supporters, they threw a big party to celebrate.
That was Jessica Ramirez from the podcast Seedcast. Tomorrow, part two of that story, where we'll hear how Marciano Sanchez went from farm worker to union organizer.